BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily Podcast is back. Hi, thanks for downloading. Including on this one, why is everyone doing their own photo shoots? Real or No Real with Greg James. We used the voice changer on one of our listeners and she ends up sounding exactly the same as Sam Smith. And after my holiday, I begin to smell like I'm slightly on the turn.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Go on then, do your worst. Who me all you want, go on.
Hey.
Never go on holiday. Wow, what a reaction.
2 weeks, though, you are pretty much at home.
I definitely am. I feel like I've been off for ages, but hello. Welcome back to me. I'm Scott Mills, and this is Alesso.
I drive so far to get away.
BBC Radio
1.
Oh, this is weird, like hearing my voice in the headphones and that again.
Is it, does it feel good to be back?
Oh, it's so good to be back on. Still got a job after 2 weeks off. That's brilliant, isn't it?
What do you mean it's brilliant? What, it's brilliant that you come back and
still, you're still on, yeah.
Right.
It's amazing.
Cool.
How's things been, all right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, everything's been steady here.
How was Dame Matt Edmondson?
He was, yes, he's very good
still
as well.
Here, yeah.
Yep. Everyone's still here. Why are you thinking that everyone's just going to leave?
It's a very changeable time. But it's good to be back. Now, without all of you lot in here realising it, something big has happened today. You don't know what it is, do you?
No.
Today is the first day when I've come back off holiday in all of the time I've been working at Radio 1 where there have been zero jokes about, one, my tan, or two, what surgery I may have had while I've been away.
Yeah, but we haven't really had a chance to do either of those things.
Well,
but
it's not happened yet, and it's like I'm on air, and by now I would have had at least, 10, 11, 12 people say that to me.
Well, actually, I've got a piece of paper in front of me here, and look, the only thing written on it so far
is tan.
Oh, how predictable.
How very predictable. Get some new jokes.
So it was going to be discussed, but you've kind of preempted it now. What's the point? And you are glowing,
can I
say.
Yeah, 2 weeks, that'll do it.
And those teeth there.
Oh, is it 2007?
It's just you look great. 2 weeks have done you favours.
Thank you very much. 2 weeks also suggests I'm giving the scars time to heal, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Just fresh faced.
Very fresh faced.
Thank you.
Very fresh faced.
Can I just ask as well, why have you asked me to bring a t-shirt in for you today? Do you not have any of your own?
Oh, right, yeah. Well, as you can see, I'm dressed quite smart today. I've got a shirt and suit trousers on today.
It's not suit trousers?
Yeah, and look, smart shoes.
And shoes.
It's not really in your honour.
Where are you going after this liquid?
No, it was a family party yesterday. I had to suit up for it. The only problem is everyone got a bit carried away and so I'm in the same clothes that I was wearing yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
Hence why I sent you a text saying, could you bring me in a t-shirt?
You give such a good image of yourself out over the radio, don't you, in terms of washing and dressing?
I'm just honest. I'm wearing exactly the same clothes as yesterday.
Good. And that's why you needed the t-shirt.
But I tell you what, I look well smart for it.
The family, yeah. I mean, you don't smell great, but the family thing must have escalated somewhat.
It's, way more than I thought it would, actually, yes.
Well, you're not wearing it, but I have bought you a turquoise t-shirt.
Let me guess, is it a Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirt of old days or something?
Just plain, but do you like it that even now, if you ask me to bring a t-shirt into work, I will do that for you and I'll pop it in my work bag.
I know, you are a star on that front.
Like your dad, no, like your slightly older brother. Aren't I?
Thank you very much. Do I get changed
slightly,
or not? What are you saying?
You can
then?
Do if you want, because I bought it in specially.
All right.
I'm just saying, I've made the effort.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC.
Radio 1.
So this morning, Grimmy chatted to Liam Payne, Big Payno, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And he asked about Liam recording their new album with the boys, which apparently is very nearly finished.
We have like a couple months worth of writing first, and then we record it all in a month, which doesn't usually happen, because we have to record in, like, hotel rooms with, like, mattresses on the wall. It's really...
I've seen that footage before where you literally put mattresses on the wall and then try and record your album.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, a lot of artists, like, get time, like, 2 years or something to, like, think songs and record them and stuff. Whereas we get, like, a couple of weeks, it's crazy. So we kind of just have to, like, get in from the show and straight in the studio for a few hours. But it's gone quite quick this time. The songs, like, we're really enjoying the music because it's nice now we've got to the point where I feel like this is the news that we've like always wanted to release, so
yeah.
It's cool.
When you hear a One Direction song, or any song by a major artist, you don't imagine them in a hotel room just with a mattress over their head or like a duvet, do you?
It's a lot less glamorous than I really thought it was.
But it does happen because they're so busy on the road that they'll just record wherever, and you can now. You don't have to go to a recording studio. So you can literally be in your hotel room with duvet over your head, singing, "Everybody wants to be my girl." Also, Nick asked Liam about Zayn's tweet on Friday, where he said some really nice things about the new single.
He's off doing his own thing at the moment, which is cool for him. But it's nice that, you know, we've kind of banded together, and I feel like we're stronger than ever now, actually, which is strange. But congratulations to him on his new record deal and stuff. So it's just one of those sort of things, isn't it? And, you know, if your heart's not into something, you can't just carry on doing it because it's like fame and stuff. You have to go and do what you want to do. And obviously, you know, like One Direction was never, you know, Zayn's sort of music, so he kind of always wanted to band somewhere else.
Oh, nice of him to make the effort when he was there.
How long have you been away? Are you aware Zayn's gone solo now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, I don't know.
2 weeks.
Yeah, so
and I know that they did a surprise single. I was in Greece, Chris, didn't I mean? Not Pluto. Anyway, so here is the track of the day. It's One Direction and Drag Me Down. Imagine them in a hotel room somewhere like, let's say, Singapore, with duvets over their head recording this.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Like, you can guarantee that this show will ruin all new music. Mm. I mean, that's not on the tagline.
that should be
one. Yes. Ruining all new music. No, but us in particular.
It's just
because we always say it sounds like something or they're singing something that they're not.
Yes, we're oversensitive to it.
Yeah, and what are your findings now?
It does sound in parts a little bit like a song by Genuine called Pony.
It does, the chorus does. And now that's in my head.
That's no bad thing.
No. So that was One Direction and Drag Me Down, first single to be taken from their fifth album, which is going to follow later this year. And they're starting the UK leg of their On The Road Again tour in London on the 24th of September. I think we should go.
Yeah?
Lads Night Out.
Yeah,
One
okay.
Direction gig. Anyone else in here in?
No, I'm sure.
Why not?
Maybe.
Yeah. Do we have to take girls? No, we don't, do we?
Why would we have to?
Well, no, I've done interviews with them before, and they're like, if boys are there together, which is absolutely fine, like Liam and Louis say, they look out into the crowd, and you can see the lads looking really uncomfortable because they're not with any girls.
Oh, right, okay.
And that will be you on the night.
Well, maybe we do that, but we go all out, we get shirts made. We could even make banners. That'd
definitely
be good.
Want to go. It'll be a good show. Larissa on Twitter says, if you guys are going to 1D, can I go with you, please? I'd love to watch you two watching a 1D concert. That's true. Us watching One Direction would be good. Like Gogglebox.
Yeah, we're doing a boys' night, aren't we? I thought that was the point.
But people want to watch us watching them.
Oh, right.
What's Avicii? Does that song bring back any memories for you?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this while I was away. What happened?
Why I hurt my foot.
How?
So I was playing, I was DJing to some young farmers.
Again.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, standard. And I played this song, got excited, jumped off a stage. And
I saw, were you in A&E?
I was in A&E, yeah, it's a very silly thing to do.
Did you get people to sign your cast? Hello.
No, I didn't.
Did you have a cast?
No, I didn't. I did have crutches, though, for a small
one. Oh, wow. What did you land on? Some concrete or something?
My foot.
Yeah,
yes,
but
on concrete,
ow.
Yes.
Don't do that.
No, it was a really silly idea.
Oh, dear. You do get carried away when I'm off,
don't
you?
I get too excited. That's the thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills on Radio 1, Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Nice to see you sober.
Who? What? Was there a mouse calling
me
or
mousy?
Something?
Are you mousy? Do you remember Mousy from Bodger and Badger? Is that a bit retro?
Hello? Why are you speaking in mouse voice?
Because I don't want you to know who I am.
You don't want us to know who you are?
No.
Okay, why is that?
Because my boyfriend might be listening.
Oh, and what have you done?
Well, I haven't done anything.
What?
I need some help.
Pardon?
I need help. Can you change my voice?
You want me to change your voice?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I don't know how seriously I can take you at the moment with your dilemma.
And also, I think this is going to be uncomfortable listening for a lot of people. In fact, I think maybe only Alsatians can hear you.
Oh!
So,
Well, if you wait there, and then I will...
what's going on?
I will change your voice for you, so you can speak in your normal voice, but on the radio, it will sound like not you.
Okay,
I've got a voice changer. I can do that. Wait there, please.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So you called us a moment ago with the mouse voice.
Yes, I did. I'm actually at work, so it's gone down really well.
Okay, well, I've now changed your voice. It's gone quite a few octaves lower. But you won't be recognised, so how can I help?
So basically, it's my boyfriend's birthday on Sunday.
Yes.
And I don't know what to do because we're leaving to go travelling and he's made me promise not to spend any money. But I think that's... If I said that, I wouldn't actually mean it.
Right, so where are you going travelling?
Like, all around the world.
Oh.
We've left the job.
Are you backpacking, yeah?
The plunge. Yes.
No.
So why are you doing that then? You just want to go find yourself?
Well, yeah, we just want to see what it's like in, like, Australia and...
Sure.
See the world,
just
yeah?
Just want to live there. Yeah.
Before you know it, you'll be on Koh Samui Road in Bangkok, sipping a few Changs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the back of a dirt bike.
Mm-hmm.
Finding yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting cornrows in your hair.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, you will. You say that now, but you'll get to Thailand, you'll be like, oh, do you know what? Cornrows are the best idea ever.
Thing is, you'll get out there, explore the world, you'll be totally zenned, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully.
Eating a pad thai for 22 pence.
Yes.
All that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem here?
So, I want to know if men say these things but don't mean it like I do, will he actually be upset if I don't get him a present?
For what?
For his birthday.
Oh, I get what's going on here.
So basically, we're saving money... And he's told me not to spend any on his birthday. But every single year, we have this. And then at Christmas, we put a budget on a £15. I stuck to it. He went mental and bought loads of stuff.
Did he?
Yeah.
So on Christmas Day, you're there with your exactly £15 worth of gifts.
Yep.
And you present them to him.
Yeah.
Then you open your present.
Yeah.
And there's like a Rolex in there.
Not quite a Rolex, but yeah.
A car?
No, he spent a couple of £100 at least.
Oh,
whoa,
on like
bad.
Really nice little bits.
Yeah.
All the little things that you'd think of. Yeah.
But he always goes, yeah, don't spend anything on me.
Yeah.
But boys don't mean that.
They don't.
No. Even older boys, like, for instance, Pete Mills, my dad, who every single year goes, yeah, don't bother getting me anything for Christmas, son.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if I didn't actually do that and the cupboards were bare on Christmas Day, you would hate it.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to get something small, but I just don't know. Because we can't take it in a backpack. So yeah. It's silly to get something that you don't really want.
Maybe some dry shampoo, you'll need that.
So the dilemma is whether you buy something, like you ignore what he's saying and actually buy him a nice present.
Yeah, or if you can help me think of something that looks expensive.
Yeah, but isn't.
Or looks like loads of effort's gone in, but it's actually like Tesco vouchers or something. Do you know what I mean? Not as in actual buying Tesco vouchers, but using my Tesco points to buy something.
Well, what are you saying, Mills? Do you think she should be buying him a really extravagant present?
Do you know what I saw, which I should have picked you up when I was in Greece?
What?
I wish I'd known about this yesterday.
What was that?
It's an iPhone, but it's actually a lighter.
What do you mean?
Amazing.
See, if I'd known about this call yesterday...
Yeah, you could have sorted them out.
I would have got you one. Yes. €3.
See, I sent the female ages ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Admin's not our strongest point.
No, clearly not.
Basically.
Sorry, you sound really sassy with this voice changer, by the way.
I'm actually loving it. Maybe I want this voice all the time.
Maybe this could be your new voice.
Yeah, I think I need it on my work phone.
No, you could just train yourself to do it.
Okay.
I think the voice change is making you sound extra sarcastic.
I agree.
I don't quite know how it's done it, but you're sounding more...
Yes.
Can you just give yourself a new voice, by the way?
Well, do you remember that time I wanted a new laugh?
Yeah.
I didn't know. And a new sneeze. I hate my sneeze.
You can definitely change your laugh.
Yeah, but what about your sneeze, though? Because it happens too quickly for you to be able to think about it and go, oh, I need to change my sneeze. And before you know it, it's out there.
Yeah.
I think the phone idea is best.
Okay.
Because it looks expensive, but it's not.
Okay, I've just got to get someone to go to Greece for me.
Well, here's the thing, right? So my mate is in Greece at the moment.
Yes.
So I could ask him to maybe pick one up on his travels.
Sort me out, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's there for another 2 days.
Okay, perfect.
I'm going to text him right now and see if he can pick up a phone lighter.
Brilliant.
I can't think of anything better than this, actually, Mills. I think you've got the winning idea here.
To be
fair, the best thing as well is if I present it in an iPhone box.
Yes. Have you got a box?
So it looks like the real deal. Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes, I don't know what the rules are with this.
He's been moaning about his phone for ages.
Well, there we are. He'll think he's got a new phone, but it's got flame on the top. listen, I only saw them in one shop. But if my mate does happen to come across any, then I will. You'll be the first to know, and I'll get it back with him in his case.
Brilliant.
All right.
Thank you.
Definitely not hand luggage. Okay, we'll keep in touch, and if I get the phone, then I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Hope that helped. Anywhere I go, I meet a gang go. Nicole Bizzle, Feth's Skank on BBC Radio 1. A lot of people saying that the voice changes made her sound like Sam Smith. I didn't really hear that, did you?
Yeah, I think so.
Ben in Rotherham, is that Sam Smith? Well done, Mills. You've done the voice changer. It's made her sound like Sam Smith.
Sam Smith mode, then, on the voice changer. Is that what we're saying?
I might rename it from sassy mode to Sam Smith voice. Okay, let's listen and compare. Here's our listener on the voice changer.
So basically, it's my boyfriend's birthday on Sunday.
And here's actual Sam Smith.
I'm so sorry I can't be with you today for the first play of Omen, which is a song I'm so proud of.
Yes.
And I don't know what to do because we're leaving to go travelling.
Not the same.
It is the same. That's good. Yes, that is Sam Smith mode on the voice changer we've got there.
Okay, I'll rename it. That's this is new.
Incredible. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. You know, you were saying about getting a new sneeze.
Well, I've toyed with getting a new laugh before because I hate my laugh, especially when it's on Inuendo Bingo.
Mm.
Oh. But then a new sneeze would also be good. But then it all happens at like a million miles an hour, doesn't it? So you can't think to yourself, oh, hang on, new sneeze, and then the old one comes out.
I think you can. I think if you do it enough, you can train yourself, though.
Really, though?
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It comes out of nowhere, doesn't it? Anyway, I think I may have found you a new sneeze, potentially.
Okay.
So it's a video that's doing the rounds at the moment, as in it's been up a few days and it's had nearly 6 million views.
What?
I can't get over how these kind of things get so many views. But anyway, it's a Pomeranian puppy. I don't know if that's one.
It is
and,
one.
And it's could a video this... of this puppy sneezing.
Could this be my new sneeze?
Yeah, it's getting all the views.
Okay, play. What is that?
It's good. That's your new sneeze.
How do you even start making that noise? The Scott Mills Daily. This is BBC Radio 1, and that is Katy Perry with Roar. Hi, Rosler on Twitter, who says, yay, welcome back, Scott. I'm listening live today, cause no school. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you miss Chris Stark? Be honest.
All right.
I'm saying a solid 7.
You don't mean that. I know
yes,
it's more
I
than
do.
A, no, you don't mean that.
Were you expecting it to be higher?
I know it's higher. That's the thing. You're just trying to play it down a little bit.
What, you think that I miss you more than a 7?
I think the first week you wouldn't have, and then I think you would have got into the second week. And I bet you're away on holiday thinking, there was things out there, I bet you were going, do you know who would love this? Yeah. Chris would love this.
Yeah, there was actually. When I had a shaved kebab one night.
Yeah, exactly. And those are the kind of things that you know.
Yeah.
You go on holiday, fair enough, with whoever you've gone with.
Yeah.
But you know that would have been special to me.
Yeah, you would have loved that actually. You noticed that the text picked up a bit in the second week, didn't they? As I got to miss you a little
yes,
bit
I
more.
Yes, I did notice that. Yeah, you started chipping in a lot more, actually, on the text in the second week of the
Pretty
holiday.
Pretty much nothing for the first week, though. and me, out of 10?
How much did I miss you?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to lie. I missed you.
Out of 10?
Out of 10? Why do you need to put a number on it?
Well, this Rosler started it on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't want to say too high because you said 7, so I'm going to go for like
just friends.
8.5. Which is high.
It's high, isn't it?
So just...
8.5.
Anyway, come on.
Thank you. Just wanted yours to be higher than mine.
Yeah.
So Radio 1 has been Ibiza in the last weekend. So good. I just caught bits of it here and there. But basically celebrating 20 years of incredible events and broadcasts from Ibiza that make the air stand up on back at neck. So the best parties, we were there all weekend. Annie Mack, Danny Howard, Pete Tong. The only performance in Ibiza from Calvin Harris. Radio 1, only Radio 1 can do that. And you can relive all of the sets of live music on the Radio 1 iPlayer at the moment. Calvin is on there. Disclosure, Rudimental, Faithless, and loads more. And also, you can catch up on our special Ibiza Prom, which is loads of beautiful orchestra versions of classic Ibiza tunes, hosted by Pete Tong and featuring the vocals of Ella Eyre and John Newman. Head to iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel and catch up with everything Ibiza. And from Ushuaia on Friday, this is a live Disclosure and Gregory Porter Hold On. Holding On from Ibiza on Radio 1. That is Disclosure and Gregory Porter from Ushuaia in Ibiza on Friday. And that was Holding On live. I just love seeing the photos from Ibiza every year. It's what Instagram was made for. Instagram is a good place on the Radio 1 Ibiza weekend. Where else can you see Annie Mack just like reaching for the lasers? Or Danny Howard literally having the best time of his life? Or Ellie Goulding just sipping espresso martinis with Disclosure by the pool?
Of course.
It makes you feel a little bit jealous, doesn't it? Just a little bit jealous.
Do you remember last year? Wasn't it a case that there was all the yachts were there?
Last year was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I seem
like to Kardashians,
Bieber. There was just loads of people coming.
Everyone
over from there, yeah.
Radio 1 and Ibiza, 20 years it's been. If you want to catch up with everything that happened last weekend, all the best parties in Ibiza, all the best superstar DJs, get on the iPlayer. It's all there for you to consume right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That's the Vaccines 2020 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. It's good to be back on in afternoons. Chris, can you come over here a second?
Why?
Can you smell me?
Go on, I'll do it.
No,
quickly.
It's just something I'm a bit concerned about. Oh, is your foot still off?
Just every now and then. Oh, why am I smelling you? You smell rank.
Is that a bit weird?
Yeah, you smell like you're slightly on the turn.
Right. There we are. That's what I thought. Confirmed. We'll talk about this after 2:30. There's a very strange smell coming from me right now. Tomorrow, on Innuendo Bingo, are you off tomorrow, are you?
I am.
Is it a foot checkup?
Oh, really? I'm off tomorrow.
That you suddenly hopped then.
What do you mean?
Does it sometimes hurt and sometimes not?
Yes, every now and then it just sort of comes back.
Oh, right. Okay, so tomorrow it's two girls, one game, Rihanna off of films, playing with Charlotte Crosby on Innuendo Bingo in your absence tomorrow. What a one to miss,
I would have loved to have been involved in that.
But don't worry, because it's only the young with you on Thursday.
Yeah.
What a week of bingo.
When I need motivation.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Calvin Harris and Disciples. How deep is your love on BBC Radio 1?
He's proper good, isn't he?
Calvin Harris is good.
Yeah,
breaking news.
No, it's just when... So I'm watching his set in Ibiza from the weekend, and he's just... It's just ridiculous. And then when you hear that song and you see him DJing it and seeing it all going off, it's just amazing.
Yeah. And B-Traits is on there as well.
Yeah.
Looking good. And Annie Mack and Pete Tong from the Radio 1 Ibiza weekend. All to watch on iPlayer for you right now.
Do you feel I'm just stating the obvious?
A little bit. I mean, you haven't really added anything to the Calvin Harris chat.
Well, it's not.
It's hard to explain. And like, unless you were there, or if you go home tonight, when you get a spare minute and watch it on iPlayer, and I get exactly what you're saying.
He's good. That's the thing. We all know he's very good, but then when you see it, and it's you see good. Him DJ, it's very good.
Yeah. Really good. Calvin Harris, How Deep Is Your Love? On BBC Radio 1. So I was in a Greek airport last night, and quite delayed. So decided to peruse the duty-free shopping. Now, as always in Greek airports, the Wi-Fi doesn't work, so that's a problem. Because you're bored, aren't you? I mean, I was delayed like 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
I tried
to do that thing where is the case in all Greek hotels, where you put the... In the Wi-Fi bit, you put the name of the hotel owner and the year. So, for instance, George, 2015.
Yeah, now,
I didn't know the name of the airport.
Or the owner.
The owner of the airport. I knew the year, so that was my Wi-Fi off.
Right. You knew the name of the airport, I assume.
Yeah, I knew the name of the airport, but it wasn't that. I tried it. So then I thought I was going to do some shopping. There's one shop. 5 hours. I walked around it a few times. I perused the new selection of Toblerones.
Very good.
Which you can now get a crushed corn one.
Great.
5 hours. I looked at them a lot and I was going to buy you one, but I didn't. Because who wants a crushed corn Toblerone? No one.
So was it one of those airports where there isn't that much to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was quite hot. So I thought... I've wanted this new aftershave for ages, and it was in the duty-free shop. So I was like, I'm going to purchase that for myself as a little gift. I don't get myself gifts that often. So I bought it. Got it home this morning before I come to see you. I'm spraying it everywhere because it's my favourite smell right now. So I'm spraying it like neck. I'm doing it on the old wrists
back.
Back,
yeah.
Under the arms, everywhere. Right. I am going for it because this is a nice smell, right? Now, come and smell me
again. I've smelled you. I'm not coming around to smell you again.
Come on, just once
weird
more.
Being asked the first
come
time.
On.
No, I've smelled you. You do smell. It doesn't, the thing is, it smells like aftershave, but it doesn't smell right. It smells like it's gone wrong somewhere.
It's wet dog.
It is a bit wet dog.
Now, here's what I think has happened.
Is that what celebrities are wearing scent-wise now?
No, because this is not what it's supposed to smell like. Now, the airport was extremely hot. I think that this new cologne of mine has gone off in the heat. And I've bought a massive bottle of it. I've sprayed myself liberally with it today. And now I just smell like I've gone off.
But I don't think that happens, does
I'm on
it?
The turn.
So it's you think it's gone so hot that your aftershave has gone mouldy?
There's just something not right about it. Do you know what I mean? Either that or I've bought the tester by mistake.
Which you think you may have done?
I don't know. But it was in a box.
Either way, you're having a mare because you don't smell good.
Do you remember, this reminds me of that time I told you about my auntie who bought my brother some aftershave as a Christmas present and was all wrapped up nice and all that. I opened it up and it did say tester on the bottle. Now, I'm not suggesting that my aunt is a shoplifter, but I think it was a genuine mistake where she had actually bought the tester bottle. Now, is that what's happened to me?
I don't know. I mean, you don't smell right, so... And it's tricky. I mean,
obviously,
you're not going to say the name of it, but
no,
is it a celebrity scent? Is it like
no,
no? It's no. It's so just no. Narrowing it down. It's not an artist that say has been here in the last couple of months.
No, it's not.
Okay,
no. It's one that everybody will know, but I just really like the smell of it. But on me, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm allergic to this smell. On everyone else, it would smell great. Maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow, spray it on you, and still see if you spray like smell Ming, because I smell horrible. Or maybe I'm just over-sweating today. I don't know what it is, but it's not nice.
Either way, I mean, it's weird having you back, because I mean this in the nicest possible way. I think 2 weeks off, you've come back ever so slightly mad.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's something about you today. But also, that coupled with the smell... Is
why have I gone more mad because I've been away?
I don't know. It's just something about you today. You're saying the odd weird thing.
Have I got too much to say?
Maybe.
I need to calm down?
You know, the chocolate at the duty free was a bit excessive.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying to give you an insight.
No, I get that.
Oh, yeah. Dean says I have several old aftershaves that don't smell right anymore.
I didn't know that happened.
Can they go off? Is that a thing? Please let me know. This is Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, and some other people. Well, I've learned something today. Perfumes do go off.
I can't believe this.
And you have yours for years.
Literally years.
Don't you? Because you only use like a little tiny bit every like third Wednesday or something.
Yeah, that is crazy. Apparently some of them have a little symbol on the bottle, and that's what you need to look for. It will say 12 months or 24 months.
Oh, so really?
Well, James Newbury's text that in. I mean, I don't know if that's true. I did not know this.
Tyler says, of course they can go off. They also slowly smell worse the more time you have them, in my opinion.
And it's not like other things where they get better with age, then.
No, apparently, they do go and they smell horrible if left in sunlight. I think that's the problem. I mean, it wasn't direct sunlight, but the airport was very hot. Yeah. Well, I've got like 100 millilitres of this stuff now. What am I going to do with it?
I've got that bottle of The Voice. Do you remember? That I've had for a couple of years, and I use that as an emergency scent, should there be nothing else.
I forgot.
Right, but the problem is, because I've left it as an emergency scent for so long, I haven't used it, and I'm probably off.
I forgot that The Voice did a cologne.
That happened.
Was it in the shape of a microphone?
Shape of a microphone. What are you wearing, The Voice?
What are you wearing, The Voice?
Why did you do
it's
that?
My emergency scent, and that's probably gone off.
Oh, you've had that years,
yeah.
Since the first series.
That's what I mean, emergency.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, look for a little 12M or 24M symbol, and then you'll know. Well, that's why I'm smelling slightly stale.
Wow, as you said, learn something new.
So we just played All Eyes on You by Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, or if you're a farmer, that translates as...
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And here's Kelly Clarkson.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. Been so long I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long. Oh, up, up all night long.
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
Scott Mills Daily.
John's been on going, well, this is just great news. I now have to go home and throw all my cologne away. No, you don't. Only if it starts to smell horrible, like I do today. Scott Mills here, until Greg James at 4 o'clock. Smelling slightly funky today, not going to lie. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Warren here.
Who's that?
Warren.
Hi, Warren, what's going on?
I heard you were chatting about sneezing, and you sneezed.
I want a new sneeze, that's right. Why, what are you, can you offer me one?
Well, I can make myself sneeze sometimes, and yes, I can change my sneeze.
You can change your sneeze?
Yes, that's right.
Good, because this is what I want to, because I hate my sneeze and I hate my laugh.
But that's ridiculous, the idea that you can change your sneeze, because as you said, it's so last second, isn't it, Mills?
It happens at a million miles an hour, so you can't think to yourself, oh, hang on, new sneeze, I need to do it, and then the old one comes out. How do you do it then, Warren?
I use my right hand, and I make an L shape, backwards. Place that against my bottom lip, and then sort of blow a raspberry, and my nose tickles my sneeze.
So you can make yourself sneeze on demand?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay,
let's hear it.
And it sounds different every time?
Yeah, I can change it. I can.
You can change it, okay. Okay, well, hopefully your sneeze that you're about to do will be more audible than what you just said. I think we've got bad signal here.
Oh.
Are you going to do it for us?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'll have a go.
Okay, so here's Warren with his different sneeze. I'm sorry.
I did not expect that. That is not a sneeze, my friend.
You're
that
doing
is
it
not
wrong.
A sneeze.
What is that?
That is my lips moving up and down, tickling my nose.
Your lips are moving up and down, tickling your nose?
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay, was that the sneeze or the pre-sneeze?
That was pre-sneeze.
Okay.
I haven't got that far yet.
Sorry. Oh, I can't wait for the actual. Was that a sneeze?
That was.
What's going on?
That was ridiculous. Show
today's show is weird. Is it me being giddy?
I don't know what's
or is it
going,
everyone else?
I actually don't know what's going on. So then I guess the next point is you can change your sneeze on demand. So let's hear the switch up, please. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a change sneeze, but I could change it again.
Yeah, do it again. Go on. Different every time. No, that's the same. That's the same. What's that noise at the end?
That's the sneeze.
Yeah.
Oh.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. Okay, well, thanks very much.
No worries.
Can we have one more, maybe? One more, Warren?
Okay.
Okay. Just go It's going to be the same. I knew it was going to be the same. I just can't get
enough of you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Apparently we weren't listening to that guy. We need to focus on the callers today. Every sneeze was different.
Apparently that noise was the pre-sneeze.
Oh, right. That's what I thought was the sneeze, so it sounded the same every time. You kept interrupting him. You weren't getting that at all. That was clearly not the same sneeze. Okay. I'm kind of over it.
Shall we move on?
Shall we?
Can we?
I do apologise. Your sneezes were different every time. We just weren't listening.
Wow.
Greg James is coming up with Real or No Real, and then on Radio 1 at 4 today.
One. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. That was Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora with Black Widow. Also in there, Paris with Fire, John Newman, Come and Get It, and Major Lazer and Ellie Goulding with Powerful. I'm enjoying all the pictures of Ellie Goulding and Dougie at the moment.
Yeah. I've just been looking at a load of them, actually, yeah.
That's kind of what you do in the afternoon.
Come on, but they're on holiday in Ibiza.
Yeah, and they're having like candlelit dinners on the floor, and they're like having a little kiss on the sun lounger. It's really sweet.
Yeah, but away from that, I'm just interested to see how celebrities go on holiday and like what they get up to and stuff like that. So they've got this banging villa.
Yeah.
Like proper nice villa.
Yeah, private pool.
And then their evenings out are going for meals with, I think I saw one picture of them going for a meal with Disclosure.
Sure.
And it just looks very cool.
And they don't have to put towels on the sunbeds because they've got their own sunbeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in their own villa.
Oh, it's different rules.
What a life, eh?
Mm.
What a great time to be alive if you're Ellie Goulding and Dougie Pointer.
And that looked like a private jet to me as well that it's taken
on
there.
It was a private jet. 100%.
Really? Now, look, but they are really expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are quite expensive, yeah. Yeah, that's how you do Ibiza if you're Ellie Goulding. It's pretty cool, eh?
Private jet.
I know. Something else I noticed on my holiday, which wasn't private jet, it was the Orange airline. I've noticed a lot of people doing their own photo shoots.
What do you mean?
On holiday. Now, you know sometimes around here, around this building, I don't know why, but a lot of people are just there having their photo taken.
Yeah.
Like up against doors, maybe like leaning on a windowsill. And I don't know what they're doing. I think they might be like model shots.
It's so awkward.
But it happens a lot around Radio 1, like in central London, and I don't know why. But often, like when we walk out of an afternoon, there will just be someone there like posing very unnaturally in front of like a door or something. And I'm like, what are they doing? Maybe they're models or they're trying to get like a portfolio together.
When you see it in a magazine, it looks, you know, that you don't really second guess what's going on in the situation. But when you're actually there and you see these people up against a fence kind of going like posing away.
It's in a very strange pose.
Yeah, it's very awkward to be around.
Well, it's not just around here. Everyone is now doing photo shoots on their holiday. I have seen this a lot over the last week. And I'm not just saying like a normal photo that, you know, with a smile. I'm talking proper posing like they think they're in Vogue. Like sometimes laying splayed out on a wall.
Mm.
Or so this is one leg up against a wall is quite popular.
Yeah, why would you do that? So this is what you've been up to on holiday?
No, I didn't do
this
it.
This is where we're going with this.
I just saw a lot of people posing in front of quite weird things. Like here's me in front of a statue. Here's me lied out on a wall next to a castle. I even saw a whole family all lying in the sand, holding each other's ankles. I think they were trying to spell something with their body.
Yeah.
I saw this. All the family are like, you hold my ankles, you hold my ankles. And they're trying to spell out a word or something.
Did you try add another letter to make it sound rude?
No, I didn't. But I'm obsessed with everyone doing their own photo shoots. You know who started this? Beyonce. Now, Beyonce does it because she's Beyonce.
Mm.
Everyone else, I'm not sure.
So you feel like pointing at the family that are on holiday and say, you're not Beyonce.
You're not Beyonce. Stop grabbing each other's ankles. But I would quite like to, I'm not having a go at you, but if you have done one of these kind of photo shoots where you feel you're a little bit like Beyonce, up against a wall, or maybe, you know, just in front of a statue on holiday, and you've done a proper pose, then you can send them in to me on text or Radio 1 Twitter at BBCR1.
Would you remember that couple that accidentally uploaded their holiday pictures?
That was brilliant.
To TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
And it was all these posy ones of his wife. And they're up on the review section.
So good. It's just a lot of people's own photo shoots going on holiday abroad, I've noticed. This is Al Air, Good Times, it's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emma's been on saying yes to Mills talking about weird street photo shooters. Northern Quarter in Manchester's full of them. They're everywhere, just having their own photo shoot. What are they doing it for? Is it for their Instagram or what? Are they models? Why are they doing it? You see it everywhere. Someone says, know what you mean, Mills. I recently went to Venice with my girlfriend. Before our gondola ride departed, we had to sit and watch a full-on fashion shoot take place. Nearly photobombed it.
Mm.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's happening a lot on people's holidays now. I'll just go up against this wall for this really natural-looking picture if I just put my arm over my head like that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was reading today that even though Neil off of Clean Bandit and Ollie from Years and Years are going out with each other, they're not ever going to collaborate. They said it's just, like, too much.
Leave the collaboration for the bedroom.
That's right. Years and Years and Shine.
Today's
BBC
just
Radio
been
One.
Weird.
What do you mean?
What?
Well, I thought you'd be glad to have me back.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see you, and it's nice to see you sober.
Yeah.
Mm.
What?
There's no but.
He's saying a but.
Today's been a funny show, and it feels to me it's one of those that Mills has been away for 2 weeks. He's come back and he just needs to get it out of his system.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've not been able to speak for 2 weeks,
yeah.
And now I'm speaking all the time.
You've peaked.
I'm doing
peaked
all
today.
The speakings, yeah. Tomorrow I'll be back to normal, but I know what you mean. It has been a bit buttery today.
No, it's been great.
Yeah. Hi, Greg, how are you?
I'm well. It's nice. Oh, we're better to see you, darling.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to see you.
And I've been welcomed back into the warm bosom of Radio 1.
Very warm.
Did you bring presents back from holiday for everyone? Assume at least a packet of chocolates.
Packets of chocolates.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, what else are you going to call them?
I don't know.
Something to share.
It's just weird to say a packet of chocolates.
It's not, is it?
I was going to
bring
you...
a packet of chocolates, please.
I was going to bring you some Fantastics, but then...
Tangfastics.
What are they called?
Tangfastic.
Yeah, them.
Fantastic.
That one doesn't work. But then it was from the same airport where I bought this quite minging aftershave, so they wouldn't have been up to scratch.
All right.
Do you know I'm smelling a bit off today?
I wonder what the musk was.
Mm. Yeah, basically, I was in a really hot airport last night, bought this new musk. It's obviously gone off. So now I just smell a bit funky.
Did you know that? Did you know aftershave goes off?
It does go off.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, check your best before dates.
Wagging your finger at me saying, check.
Come on.
Check it.
Check that bottle of Fahrenheit. It might go off. And here's today's real or no real facts. Are this lot real or a load of old rubbish?
Singer Birdie's real name is Jasmine Lucilla Elizabeth Jennifer Vandenbogert.
Oh.
Vandenbogert.
That sounds a little bit like Swedish or Danish.
That's just shortened to Birdie, is it?
Or possibly Dutch.
Jasmine Lucilla Elizabeth Jennifer Vandenbogert. What an incredible name. You'd keep that, wouldn't you?
Hmm.
What incredible names.
I mean, I think it depends what profession you're in as to whether you keep that name or not.
I mean, not very searchable, is it?
No, you couldn't fit it on a badge if you worked in retail.
True, you're not going to be able to... it's not an easy search on iTunes, is it?
No, and also, if you are printing CDs, they're pretty charged by the letter.
So
just around the top of the CD.
A lot of people have these stage names, but did Jasmine Lucilla Elizabeth Jennifer Vandenbogert change it just to Birdie, do you think?
Vandenbogert. I'm going to say I really want this to be real, and then from now on use that name instead of Birdie on the chart and stuff.
Okay, so Greg's saying
real.
Real.
There's so many names there, and some of them are quite posh names.
Yeah.
Shortened to Birdie keeps things simple. I think this is real.
Mm. Most pop stars are posh, though, aren't they? They are. Think
posh
about
stars.
It. They are. Mm. Most pop stars are posh.
Most dance stars and drum and bass acts are proper poshos.
Really are.
Yeah.
You go, hello, I'm Jason Status.
Hello, I'm Thomas from Disclosure.
Thomas from Disclosure. He's a guy in Howard.
I know, but like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Subfocus.
Hello. Do you know who the really poshest ones were? So posh you couldn't even hear them back in the day. Basement Jacks.
Hello, I'm Felix from Basement Jacks.
Really posh. Anyway, Birdie's real name. Is it Jasmine Bodegard?
I'm going to go real on this one, please, Mills.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is real. Her stage name comes from a nickname that her parents gave her. And not next ready? On today's Real or No Real.
Radio 1's very own Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, is launching his own line of hot tub bubble bath.
Ooh, no one wants to see that.
No, come on.
That doesn't work, does it? If you put bubble bath in a hot tub, not that I've done that, but I mean, surely it all just bubbles over. Like, it goes...
You can have a mess on your hands there.
I think they advise against it.
You can't do that, can you?
Gets in the pipes.
Yeah, hot tub bubble bath is not that's not advisable because the hot tub's creating its own bubbles. You don't need the bubble bath.
Although, if you go to a place that's got a jacuzzi, then you do put a bit of put some bubble bath in.
Well, this is a whole new insight.
Why not?
It?
You would, right?
But
you do.
I'm
do.
Right
I have
thinking
done.
It all bubbles. It goes.
It's like an ultra bubble bath. It's
wow.
Like it's
does
like
it all spill over though, and you create a problem on the hotel.
Yeah, but. It's, no, you know, it's like you're sitting in a cloud.
Well, like if there's
it's
one
amazing.
In the hotel, like, are you not flooding the whole floor? Because you've put some matey in.
That is the most ridiculous who.
Yeah.
Still available.
But then I don't think Danny Howard would be doing this, would it? I mean, if there can't be a demand for this stuff.
So? Real right? or no real?
Well, no real, because why would he be launching that then?
Okay.
It's not very on brand. Well, maybe it is. Maybe that's what his DJ sets are best enjoyed from.
So, Greg, what's your answer?
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, but Danny was in a hot tub during the breakfast show this morning from Ibiza. What a life.
Of course he was.
And next.
Of course he was.
New X Factor host Ollie Murs likes to round off a day of auditions with a meal from his local kebab shop.
Well, you've got to keep your feet in the ground, haven't you, these days?
Mm.
You know, don't forget where you come from. Not saying he's conceived in a kebab shop, but...
I've got to say, though, Merz is looking super thin at the moment, so I can't really believe this.
I just don't think there's anything too controversial about this, is there?
Not really.
He stops off and has dinner on the way home.
I know from what Grimmy's Instagram is saying that they have long days shooting on The X Factor, so why not treat yourself to a shaved kebab after all that filming? Because sometimes 13, 14 hours there.
But also, it finishes... I mean, imagine if it's a long day, it finishes late. There's only so many places open, isn't
there? That's true. You're very limited, aren't you, with your options?
Absolutely.
The Kebab Awards. Do you remember when I went and did a speech at that?
Oh, yeah.
They
coming
back? How did we forget?
Now, that must be coming up again soon, mustn't it?
Must be. Can I go this time?
Yeah, we definitely need to look into that. Do you remember I presented an award at the British Kebab Awards?
Yes, you did. It must be nearly a year now, surely.
And I wasn't invited to do a speech, but I did one anyway.
No, I know why. I couldn't go because of Strictly, so it will be nearly a year.
Great.
Yes, go back.
So does Ollie like to finish off the auditions with a meal from his local kebab shop, real or no real?
Probably real, that. Sounds quite plausible.
Yes, real.
That one's real.
Yes, he recently tweeted a picture of his local kebab house. He's a fan of kebab meat and also the cheesy chips. Oh, lush.
Donna Murs.
But he has also taken his personal trainer on his recent tour with him, so he's still doing the burpees or whatever. And finally,
the mayor of a Spanish town has introduced an official nap time so citizens can have a snooze after lunch.
Oh, lovely.
Now, last time I was in Spain, I think this is a great idea. Imagine being asleep every day between 2 and 5 p.m. Obviously, you'd miss this whole show.
it's an idea there, Mitt. Shall we? I mean, is this something we introduce?
Maybe make it a bit earlier. No offence, Clara.
Between 10 and 1.
No, 10 and 12:45. Wake up for the news.
No. The problem is... Radio 1 is so good. When would you have that siesta? That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Because you're going to miss out somehow.
Personally, I'd have a 15-minute power nap between 12:45 and 1.
Okay, well, you said
that's your that's your personal preference. Scott, when would you like your nap?
And then I'd repeat it again at 5:45.
I might have mine at 5:45.
When's your nap going to be?
I think 5:45. Anyway, so the mayor of a Spanish town has introduced an official nap time. So there's no option here. You have to have a snooze after lunch.
What do they
do? How brilliant is that?
What do you mean you can't walk around?
Nope.
Well, it's against the law if you don't have a snooze.
Yeah, it's a curfew.
Go to bed!
Get in bed!
Sleep! Get in the bed.
Yeah.
Sleep.
So, and this is a law in a town. Or is it? And we're just making it up.
When you go abroad, it tends to be, if you go to Europe, if you go to Spain or Italy or France, everything does shut anyway at midday.
Does it?
For an hour or so.
Oh, yeah.
And that's annoying because when you're on holiday, you get up late and you go, oh, I'm going to pop to the shops. Close till 2, 3.
I had this only yesterday in Greece. Open the shops.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the mayor of a Spanish town.
At least their problems, to be fair, right now. But
that's true, but maybe if
I
they open the shops, it might help.
I think this one is real.
Did you go to Greece to help out? Is that why?
I think this one's real. Greg, what do you reckon?
I think this is probably real.
I also want to be able to flush the toilet paper down the toilet without being told not to. There's a sign everywhere. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
Hang on.
That one is real.
There we are. The official nap takes place between 2 and 5 every day.
What a shambles.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 40, Greg got 30.
What's on today, Gregory?
Today, we have a star caller with YouTube sensation Jim Chapman. We have the official chart update. We have the summer mix from 6. And also, you would have missed this last week, but we... Because David Guetta has created a new song based on a nursery rhyme.
God, I saw this.
People have been sending them in, and we've got an incredible one to go through at just after 4:30 today.
What is he doing?
EDM nursery rhymes. Someone's come up with the best one.
That's
ever.
A great idea. Those are the best bits of Monday's show. It's great to be back. Tomorrow, Innuendo Bingo is with Rihanna off of Films and Charlotte Crosby. Make sure you're here for that at 1:45.